Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 25th week in ordinary time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton on Hudson, New York. Her preaching today is entitled, Siblings All.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Then his mother and his brothers came to him, but they could not reach him because of the crowd. And he was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside waiting to see you." But he said to them, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it." Imagine yourself as Mary, hearing those words recorded in Luke's gospel reading for today. She is the mother of Jesus, and she has just been denied access to him. Jesus has been told that she and other of his relatives are standing outside, waiting to see him. But he, Jesus, sends a message to them. "My mother and my brothers and sisters," I would add, "are those who hear the word of God and do it." How would that message strike your heart if you were Mary? Hurtful? More than a little disconcerting? Maybe even arousing some anger? Perhaps all of the above. Yet, Mary knows her son better than anyone else. First, she knows from experience their mutual love. And she has known from before her yes to his conception in her that this child would be very different from any other. She was told he will be great, called Son of the Most High. Then remember, too, that when at that time in his early youth, when he stayed behind in Jerusalem while his parents frantically searched for him for 3 days, when found, he simply said, "Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" When we meet Mary at this moment, her heart may indeed be hurt. But she does carry those memories which must reanimate in her the deep knowing she has of the unique and mysterious greatness of this son. She realizes the immensity and expansiveness of his love and care for all who hear the word of God and do it. As we hear that word today, we are drawing near to the close of the season of creation. That's the ecumenical prayer period from September 1st to October 4th, the Feast of St. Francis. During this privileged time, we are invited to pay special attention to our relationship with all of creation. God's word can come to us through any part of it, large or small, if we are paying attention. God's word is vastly more available to us than our narrow imaginations sometimes allow. Pope Francis has said, "With all creation, together we form a kind of universal family." So we need to listen to the whole family, to go outside the perimeters of the books of Scripture and of our human kin, to hear what God is saying to us through our siblings in nature, through brother sun and sister moon, brother fire and sister water, as St. Francis would say. In our day, Pope Francis repeatedly urges us to listen to both the groaning of creation and the groaning of the victims of environmental disasters and the climate crisis. The interconnectedness between both is beyond measure. Having been designated by Jesus as his sisters and brothers, called to hear the word of God and act on it, let's listen anew with open hearts, not to miss even a whisper of that word, wherever and however it comes to us. Can't you just imagine Mary, who personally witnessed this call, smiling on us now and encouraging us to do what her son asks of us, hear his word coming to us in limitless ways, and do it.